Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Bros, guys, lady dudes, listen. Have you ever had like a best friend and a twin brother and then found out that the best friend and the twin brother are like totally traitors? Then on top of that, your brother makes a new best friend who's like definitely got a traitory air about them. And then your brother's like, I got us cool all-inclusive seaweed wraps so we can all have nice soft skin. But then all of a sudden he's also like, boom, I brought this dude who totally sucks with us. He's gonna share our seaweed wraps and he's gonna be a total dick about it.
No.
Well, it sucks.
Are you gonna tell them what else happened?
Why should I? Lance is so fucking lame, dude.
Oh, I have to do everything around here. Previously on The Sword and the Stoner.
I'm glad Arthur and Gwen were cool with me tagging along.
Uh-huh.
I know there was some tension.
Yeah, well, you know, they're pretty laid back.
You haven't told them.
I haven't not told them, no.
Great. You haven't told them about the Immortal Wizard yet, either.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Okay.
All we've got to do is ditch my brother and Gwen, get an audience with a highly reclusive magician, and ask him why we found a sword in the middle of the woods.
Right. And how are we gonna do that?
Wit and charm?
Everything is fine, okay? It's just a headache.
You do realize I know you better than the back of my hand, right?
Then I'm drunk.
No, you're not. You've never actually been drunk for a show.
I'm high!
You're not. Merlin, just tell me what's going on, okay? I'm worried.
Oh, there is nothing to be worried about, Triss, okay? I'm tired.
No, but can
drop it!
Hello, Arthur.
Sorry, are you drowning? Do you need help?
I'm not drowning, Arthur. I just want to talk.
But you're, like, totally underwater. That's so dangerous.
Not for me.
How do you know my name?
Because you're special, Arthur.
I am?
Yes. You're going to save the world.
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner. Episode 7. 420 Ways to Die in Avalon.
Gwen! I know you're in there. I use that Find My Friend shit. Kay made us put on our phones. Whoever's in there, if you murder Gwen, I'm gonna... Well, I probably can't fight a murderer, but I can hire someone to murder the murderer, and let's be clear, I'll absolutely... do that. Oh. Listen, if you're actually a murderer, please don't, you know, murder me. I have so much left to live for.
Nice, Arthur.
Gwen, you're okay. And why are you in that magic prick's room? And why isn't he wearing a shirt?
Oh, Christ. Please don't tell me you two are already together.
Depends on what you mean by together.
No, it doesn't. Because we're absolutely not together. Wait, what do you mean by already?
Usually takes longer. Arthur usually finds me first, and then we find you.
Did you sleep with the psychopath?
I don't have to tell you who I did or did not sleep with or anything about their mental state.
You two want a drink to go with the lover's spat, or you want to do this cold turkey?
Depends. Are you planning to watch?
Only if you're going to make it interesting this time around. I am so... tired of listening to you two go round and round and round.
No, Arthur, this really is best for Camelot.
No, Gwenny, Merlin said it wasn't. Who are you gonna listen to, huh, Arthur? The magician or your wife?
Phew,
sorry, yeah.
Try not to be bitter, but really, I've had that one pen off for about a century. It was bound to get out at some point.
Did you say wife?
Really? Can't get either of you a drink.
Gwen, did he say wife?
Listen, I really appreciate the drink and the show, but Arthur doesn't look so good, really, and I should probably get home. Just gonna find my sweater and then...
I am not crazy.
Hey, no one said you were.
Gwen, he definitely said wife.
Shut up, Arthur. I heard him.
If you heard him, why aren't you freaking out?
Because we're leaving, dude. Get up.
He's not going to be able to do that.
I might throw up or pass out.
Probably both. Why don't you both take a seat? We have a lot to get through.
We really should get going. Kay's probably getting worried.
No. Please. Have a seat. And give Kay a call. I don't want to do this twice.
Seriously, how much have you had to drink? Bro? I've never seen you this fucked up.
Barely drank.
Right, because you're so good about moderation.
He's had less than you, actually. You see, he's not drunk. This is something much more serious. Where's the sword?
What sword?
Don't play dumb with me. It didn't suit you then, it doesn't suit you now. I know you found it, and I know you have it. Arthur wouldn't be this sick if you hadn't, and you definitely would not have found me.
Sword, but... Arthur, you told me we hallucinated it. You woke up the next morning, it wasn't there.
Yeah, I, maybe lied.
You maybe lied.
Like, just a little bit.
You a little bit lied to us, okay. About a fucking giant sword.
That apparently is defining our lives, driving us to Merlin, which we all saw him move that shit without his hands, right?
Why shouldn't I have lied? You guys lied to me.
We didn't lie to you. We found a very serious piece of information, and knowing that you take it like an absolute child, which, newsflash, you did, tried to figure out the best way to tell you.
Semantics.
Dude, I'm going to set the word of the day calendar on fire when we get home.
Enough! Where is it, Arthur?
It's in the hotel room.
It's what?
Go get it.
He can barely keep his head up. How's he supposed to carry a sword?
He better figure it out.
No, no way. He'll get it after we get some answers.
And what makes you think I'm gonna give you any answers?
Because you want the sword, and we're not giving it to you until you tell us why.
Fine. What do you want to know?
You called Gwen my wife.
He what now?
That's what we're focused on.
You're not?
Magic sword. Real magic magician, possibly magic sickness, befalling my best friend, no. I am not focused on some crazy guy calling me Arthur's wife after I... after we went for a drink.
Oh, Guinevere. I was under the impression then that not kissing and telling rule was defunct at least a few decades ago.
What?
Nice.
Why? Are we focusing on this?
Because you slept with a guy in pleather pants.
Oh, how dare you? These are genuine leather.
I think it just got worse.
I didn't sleep with him. We just...
I don't want to know!
There's nothing to know, you gigantic child!
Well...
No! Look, I know what you're doing. You're not going to just distract us out of this, okay? What the fuck is going on here?
Ooh, you are much scarier this time around.
Thank you.
No, that wasn't a compliment.
It was to her.
As much as I'm enjoying this weird three-way foreplay thing you guys have going on, which, spoiler alert, I absolutely am not enjoying it, are we going to get back to the whole what the fuck is going on thing?
Normally, one of you has figured it out by now, and that's how you find me.
That's well, I wouldn't say I figured out, but I've been doing some research.
You didn't think we might want to be let in on that?
I tried to tell you. You told me to leave it alone.
And hey, maybe if you had, we'd be at home safe right now.
Would you like to keep bickering or would you like some answers? I quite literally have all the time in the world, but you do not.
Sorry.
Look, this isn't the first time we've met.
Oh God, did I have an excitement blackout?
Why would you have an excitement blackout over this loser?
Look at him!
Again, would you like me to continue, or would you prefer to continue staring at my junk?
Can we do both?
No, we can't!
Have you noticed anything different since you found the sword?
No.
Not exactly.
Arthur?
Just tell him, Arthur. Please.
I've been... You know, it's not a big deal, but I've just been kind of hallucinating. Seeing things, and there's the whole kind of dizzy, maybe gonna puke thing that started yesterday, but that's normal, right? It's big ass.
You've been what?
Wait, hallucinating?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Arthur?
Unless you mean, the dreams.
Ah, dreams.
Well, I mean, they happen if I touch Brad.
They're not dreams, kid.
What do you mean they're not dreams? There are horses and battles and cake. And bad shit. Okay, how can they not be dreams?
Jesus, you really are stupid this time around, aren't you? How much do you know?
There's a sword. It's cursed, even though he's like a cool kind of cursed, because he's a sword, which is sick. But sometimes weird ghost shit is chasing me, which is decidedly not sick.
Decidedly not sick. Okay. Heaven help us all.
Look, are you going to tell us what's going on, or are you just going to keep calling Arthur an idiot? Because you know what? Gwen and I can do that part on our own.
Okay, rude.
Sit down.
Holy shit.
Listen, I'm sorry for calling you a cheap drugstore magician.
Excuse me?
But if you could not kill us, I would really appreciate it.
He's not gonna kill us. Why do you always jump straight to murder?
Not always, just when people have got a murderous air
Shut
about
up!
Them.
Up!
No!
Derek!
You killed Derek!
The lamp?
Yes, the lamp! Sit down, I'm not asking anymore. Now, hold hands. Gwen, Kay, grab mine.
We having a seance?
Oh, you're already here. No need to summon another demon of an asshole.
What's your problem?
Right now, actually, always you.
Arthur, just let him show us whatever he wants to show us.
Why should we?
Because you've been a shit show ever since we found that stupid thing. Hey, just, what do you really have to lose?
Fine. But if this dude murders us, I've got dibs on hunting Dad.
Fine. Gwen?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's do this.
Alrighty. Let's take a little trip down memory lane, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, we have done this dance hundreds of times before. It varies a little along the way, but it's always the same pattern. First, there was a time you thought you could get away with not going home after you forgot Kay's sword from the tournament. Just nick this one from the center square. Didn't even read the inscription.
Oh, dude, you were so skinny.
Yeah, but what am I, like 10?
12. It took you a very long time to build any sort of muscle mass, and you were sort of a wimp that time around.
Okay, this sucks, dude.
Ah, now. The landscape always changed, time always passed, but it was always the same cycle. You found Excalibur. Go ahead, Arthur.
Okay.
Ah, you pulled it out. You found it, you pulled it. You found it, you pulled it. You found it, you pulled it. One time, notably, underwater, which I do have to say, was one of my favorites.
Holy shit! Lance was right!
But every time was always the same.
Holy shit!
You always let it go to your head!
We all see the dragon I'm riding, right, guys?
Yes, Arthur!
Every time, everything we built together perished.
Wait, no, I don't want to see this one.
It's just your past, Arthur.
I don't want to.
Over and over, you fall, along with your kingdom.
Just stop, okay? Before
Arthur, you
miserable
little baby.
Please don't make me see it again!
And it's happening again, okay? You find Excalibur, you wake everything up, and you go fight evil and you die.
Why?
What?
Why does this keep happening?
It's it's just how it's supposed to go. You come back when you're needed and we do our best to follow the path to right the world. But I cannot help you if I don't have the sword.
You can have it. I'll go get it.
Hey, whoa, bud. I'll go with you, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Merlin?
Yep.
Did we all see the same thing?
You each saw what you needed to see. Some of us less, some of you more.
How many times has this happened? The rebirth, how many lives have we lived?
420.
And how many times has Arthur died of unnatural causes?
420.
And how many times was it my fault?
418.
What about the other two?
We never found you. The cycle started and ended before Arthur ever found you. And I don't know, not sure why.
Okay, and how many times have you died with him?
None.
Okay, well, how old do you get usually before you, you know, croak?
You lose count after 1,000.
What?
I don't die. Arthur dies. You die. Kay dies. All of you fucking die, and I hold all of you and say, see you later, and you tell me that you don't want to go, and you die anyways, and then we rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
What do you do in between?
I wait.
For us?
For Arthur.
Does it get any easier?
The first time around, that was, well, not simple, but expected. It was a long, long time ago. And the first time around, the block always feels fresh and inspiring in a way that it never will again. Arthur and me, we'd built something beautiful. A city where honor and magic lived in harmony, and the people thrived off that marriage, regardless of class or wealth. The people were fed, the king was happy, and I... I was happy.
And I ruined it.
Oh, no, it's not fair to say it was you. You're always a little different every time. You only ever remember the bits that you want to, but, yeah. That Gwen. The first Guinevere. She was radiant and perfect and bad fucking news.
knows? Broke Arthur's heart and the whole kingdom came crashing down, crushing all of you in the rubble.
The first time I lost you. Well, that was the second worst.
Why wasn't it the worst?
Because I knew I'd see you again. Hold you all in the afterlife. Berate Arthur and do the tricks that delighted him and made me feel like a parlour monkey. The first time, yeah, the first time was the second worst. Because I thought I would just wait my time out, wait for the sweet embrace of death.
That never came.
Yeah, that's right, darling. Caught on somewhere around my 90th birthday. I used to go to the shores of Avalon and beg that bastard to come back to me or take me with him. When I hit 90, I waded into that lake and swam as deep as I could, hoping I'd run out of breath, buried with Arthur and Excalibur and the lady that bound them.
Okay, well, what, you couldn't do it?
I've been called a lot of things, Guinevere, but a quitter isn't one of them.
But you survived.
Lake spat me back out. Lady of the Lake said some dramatic shit about waiting my turn and fulfilling my duty, living out my destiny, I don't know, so I waited. Didn't have much choice.
What was the worst time?
The second time.
Why?
Because that is when I knew we'd keep doing this over and over again till I figured out how to get it right.
Merlin.
Yeah. You know, there is my favorite Guinevere.
I don't understand.
Sometimes, not always, but sometimes you have this soft voice. This pitying way about you, just for me. Really, like your heart is melting for me. Yeah, it's my favourite of all the Guineveres.
It's not pity.
Oh, I have lived 400 lives with you. I have learned how to read you.
Yeah, maybe you've learned how to read those other Gwens, but they're not me.
Perhaps not. Finally, give me the sword.
Look, this has been an insanely fucked up month, okay? First, I find out I'm adopted. Then we find a weird sword in the woods and I pull it out, even though Gwen and Kay can't. And then we're getting, like, haunted by weird medieval shit.
And that's what happens when you get reunited. The cycle starts again.
Cycle? For a piece of stupid rusty forest metal?
It is not stupid. It is the most legendary sword in the history of the world.
So what? All this shit chasing me wants it. They can have it.
That is not how this works.
Why can't it be? Look, I appreciate that you guys want me to be your, like, supernatural quarterback on the war against witchy evil, but I don't think that's really what my destiny is, okay? That's like, A-list, hardcore level Destiny, like high key early 2000s George Clooney level Destiny. I'm looking for something a little more low key, okay? I'm a solid Topher Grace at best.
I don't even know where to start unpacking that.
Arthur, you saw that. You know what we've done before. Don't you want to do that again? We were fighting armies, dude, and dragons.
I don't want to fight armies. I don't want to slay dragons.
What more could you possibly want?
Less! I want less, okay? Not everyone has to have some higher purpose. I'm happy just like this.
So you just want to let evil win?
I don't want it to be my responsibility.
Of course you don't.
What's that supposed to mean?
Exactly what I said. You've always been handed everything you could dream of. Now someone asks you to work for something and you don't want it.
Did you conveniently miss the part where I die?
We're all going to die, Arthur. But this way? Yeah, this way we get to do something fucking awesome before that. I want to do that.
That's what this is about. You want Brad.
If you call that sword Brad one more time, I will make you eat it.
That's his name.
Its name is Excalibur.
Arthur!
I'm fine.
Do you normally think burnt flesh is fine?
This shouldn't have happened.
I'm not the one who did some abracadabra shit and burned my hand.
No, I mean this shouldn't have happened. The sword should not have hurt you. It's sworn to protect you and... Where's the sheath?
That's what she said.
This isn't the time, Guinevere. Arthur, where is the sheath? And I always use protection, Gwen.
Focus up, okay?
It didn't come with any other parts.
Yeah, no, this is exactly how we found it.
No, it isn't. No. This is all wrong. How can this be so wrong?
What's the big deal? So I don't have a fancy case for my magic destiny sword? I use my phone without a case all the time.
This is not a game. The big deal is that you woke up a whole shitstorm of people and things that want you all dead before you can do anything about it, you assholes.
Maybe I'm missing something here, but honestly, don't we want the sword drawn when something's trying to kill us?
Excalibur was made to fight, but the sheath was made to protect. As long as you have both, you'll be safe.
Hey, one out of two ain't bad, right?
Oh, sure. It's not bad.
Oh, good.
It's fucking abysmal. Excalibur on its own can't keep you safe. This idiot can't even hold it properly without a sheath. We're all dead in the water.
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, and Mia Kadama as Lamp. Additional sound design assistance was provided by Grace Corcunis, and our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can access bonus content and sneak peeks for all of our shows.